This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean. Brought to you by Hempstead Dental, a proud Joy sponsor.
Brush your teeth. You brush your teeth.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9, and I'm getting a little international with our latest guest, certainly not a stranger to Joy 94.9. It's the fabulous Dolly Diamond. Hello, Dolly.
Oh, well, what a joy it is to be with you. This is lovely. And yes, I'm all the way over in Malta. Can you believe it?
You have been getting everywhere in Europe. You started in the UK and you did blankety-blanks at the Underbelly Festival. I saw a couple of days ago you were at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, and now you're in Malta. What are you doing in Malta?
I know. Well, yeah, I'm like you, aren't I? I mean, I like the work, but I also know how to have a good holiday, you know, and so yeah, the London gig went very, very well, and lots of Aussies in that, and then off to Edinburgh Festival. I'm doing the Monday nights at the Edinburgh Festival, and so we just did, you know, Monday recently, and that went really well, and now a little break in Malta. Now, I am doing a gig, but most of it's going to be fun in the sun.
Oh, I love it. Now, Blankety Blanks is a whole heap of fun. We've loved it here in Melbourne. It's been touring around Australia. What has it been like taking your sharp wit and that fabulous comedy game show and dealing with international guests? How's it been for you?
Well, really good. I mean, I absolutely, you know what it is, obviously, it's not my idea, is it? It's not my game show, is it? You know, been around for donkey's years, but everybody warms to it, don't they? I mean, I don't think anybody else is doing it live. Probably wouldn't want to.
No, it seems like a lot of work.
I love it, darling. I absolutely love it. And I think what it is you always get something new because you've always got new celebrities, you've got new contestants, and it's wrangling them all together, which I love. And it's going really well. I mean, I was very nervous about doing Edinburgh. It is absolutely enormous. Everybody mentions how big it is, the festival, but I think it's only when you arrive do you realise that it's absolutely enormous. I mean, there's, you know, the comedy everywhere, you know.
It just feels, it looks like a giant fringe festival. Is that what it's like?
It is. I mean, and it's all over Edinburgh, you know, like, I mean, even it goes right across the city, right to the outskirts, really. You know, I was very much nervous about, you know, is anybody going to book? You know, is anybody going to book to see it? Even the big names, I guess, get nervous, you know, but they did. And, I felt like weeping, to be honest.
Oh, wonderful.
With joy, though, because, you know, you know what it's like.
Yes.
You know, you want to get an audience. If you haven't got an audience, you haven't really got a show.
No, you know? You're just sitting in a room on your own.
You're doing it on your own, and we know, well, we do that, don't we? it was a great audience, and I was absolutely over the moon. And you know, the celebs get all involved in it, and everybody's promoting their own show, which, you know, what we like doing that as well, don't
absolutely.
We? You know, we like helping others get their ticket sales up. And, just loving it, loving it.
Well, you've been jumping around Europe during the Pride season. You're in Malta right now. I don't know if you know this about Melbourne, but we're in the midst of Arctic cold winds at the moment. It's absolutely freezing.
Awful. I think it's 36 today, Malta. But I'm not one of those that rubs people's noses because of for the reason that I'll be back, you know, and I love Melbourne, you know that. But it is, I don't adore the little cold snap. So I'm making the most of the good weather. Obviously, I'll go back to Edinburgh where it's, you know, a hot 19 degrees. You know, that's their summer.
Yes.
But even London and Edinburgh, it got up very, very warm. And, you know, for that side of the world, it's, you know, it's ridiculous. They think it's hot when it's 30. But it's just fabulous. And, you know, I go back to Edinburgh, do more shows in Edinburgh and more in London. A little trip to Sitges at the beginning of September, and then I'm back in gorgeous.
Well, it sounds like you're absolutely making the most of your holiday, getting a bit of fun in and
yes.
performing as well. You know what? I couldn't believe you just keep it. You're a workaholic, Dolly. You really are.
I know.
Because I saw a post.
We love it, don't we? But we live for it, I reckon. You know, mm-hmm. as long as we get our days to relax. As long as we get to, you know, lie down for a little in a dark room, and then we're all right, well, I reckon. You know, as long as I can recharge my batteries.
Exactly.
Which is what Malta's going to be, and then I'm back to, well, you know. I mean, we love that applause, we love the laughter.
Absolutely.
And we're all right with that, aren't we? I mean, everybody absolutely. Says, oh, Dean, you work too much, Dolly, you work too much. Whatever. We're
what else
right,
are you
going to
do?
We? Not,
exactly. We
we're
love
not
it.
Not exactly down the mine, no.
No, that's
I
true.
Mean, really.
But one of the things I loved, one of the things I loved was seeing that you're also being an ambassador as a part of the Edinburgh Fringe Festival this year as well.
Yes, I mean, they asked me, and obviously for me, that's, you know, I'm in straight away. You know, it's the LGBT Youth Scottish Charity. And obviously that's about helping children that are coming out, you know. And I thought, well, why wouldn't I, you
yes.
know. And it's only it's a couple of photo shoots, and I'm going to go and actually, you know me, I've got to build it more, of course, and get more involved.
Of course.
They'll be sick of me like everyone else by the end of it. But I said, look, you know, what else can I do? And so we're going to go and visit some of the kids as well. And yeah, they've got a donate campaign going on, and I believe it's going well already, which is great.
Oh, that's so
that.
Fantastic. I love
yes.
it. Well, Dolly, we're going to let you kick on with your relaxing. I'm so glad you could take
yes.
the time to chat to us on Joy. It's always a pleasure speaking to you.
Pleasure. And you stay warm. That's what you've got to do.
Well,
I'm
I'll do the best that I can, but I promise nothing.
Yes.
You know me with my shorts and sleeveless tops. I'm a big fan.
Oh, obviously, yes, that's your uniform and you look good in it. All right. Lots of love.
Love, Dolly. Love to you, Dolly. Have a
bye,
fabulous
everybody.
Edinburgh Festival.
Bye.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.